This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. It is 4 p.m, which means it is Back Row and Chill on a Friday afternoon. I'm Johanna James, and I'm joined this week by...
Ozzy Achille! Yes!
Long-term co-host from
the show. Damn right, the dopest co-host that you guys know.
The dopest co-host. And you, just for people so they know you, you are a actor.
I'm a thespian,
you are
yes.
A fellow thespian.
People pay me not to be myself, which speaks volumes about my personality.
And like, because you're like super humble, I'm just going to like throw in what you've been doing recently. You've
sure.
been on Black Mirror.
I was on Black Mirror, yes.
Uh-huh,
yes,
yeah.
I was.
I mean, you did a little bit of like...
You want me to plot up a suit course, Captain?
I was not expecting that. You motherfucker. Yeah, I played Nate Packer in the new season of Black Mirror, episode 1, USS Callister, baby.
Yeah, a little bit.
That was incredible, Captain. You saved our lives.
Wow. Yeah, that was me as well.
embarrassing.
Yes, that's really embarrassing.
He's
oh going to
kill me. Okay, we've got a really packed show. We've got lots of guests coming up. We're going to be talking to some comedians, going to be talking to some more actors, going to be talking Oscars, what's on Netflix.
Ooh, Oscars is juicy this year.
Uh-huh. Mm. And a lot
and
of,
Netflix.
And Netflix. There's a lot of good shit coming out on Netflix right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to be talking about Marvel, because me and Ozzy are doing a thing where we're counting down each week.
Look, basically, Infinity War comes out in 99 days, people.
Precisely.
This is serious things. This is like what we've all been waiting for the past 10 years of Marvel goodies. And if you watch one Marvel film from the start of this year a week, from the beginning of the franchises, mm-hmm. by the time you finish all of them, Infinity War will be coming out the following week. So that's what we've been doing.
Yep.
You're ready.
So,
okay.
One of the last ones we watched was, you watched was Iron Man 2.
Iron Man, oh, it was Incredible Hulk.
We watched Incredible Hulk, yeah. But you watched Iron Man 2.
I did.
So that's where I picked the first song from. This is AC/DC Thunderstruck from Iron Man 2.
Woo!
On Back Row and Chill. We'll be right back.
Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
Ozzy's telling me off because I can't remember every single detail about Iron Man 2.
Well, if you watch the film, you'd remember every single detail.
Yeah, but sometimes I like to multitask when I watch films. I'm also like painting my nails.
In other words, like, having the film on in the background. And Marvel movies are not background viewing, okay?
I got told.
Let's just get that straight.
Yes, sir. Okay. Cool. Right. Cool. Right, a little bit of... A little bit of entertainment news, okay? Because obviously... Oscars are approaching.
Oh, yes, it's Oscar season.
It is Oscar season.
Yes, and it's a very inclusive Oscars this year. I'm very happy about that.
It is.
Super inclusive.
Doesn't it? We've got a little list here of all the best pictures, best actress, best actor.
I just have to give a big shout out to Mr. Daniel Kaluuya.
For sure.
Because
Get Out.
That is fucking amazing. Like, this guy is the youngest British actor, I believe, to be nominated
Let's
for an
that.
Oscar. Like... That is incredible. And what he's doing for like black actors as well, that's just, it's fucking inspirational, man. Fucking inspirational. And Get Out was easily one of the best films last year. Also, horror movies don't get nominated for Oscars at all. So
and
that's huge.
Also this year, Logan is nominated.
Yeah, Logan's nominated for best adapted screenplay. For comic book movies, that's huge as well,
superhero
man.
Superhero movies and horror movies are getting nominated. Which
finally,
is cool.
My two favorite genres. Finally, it's happening, Mom. It's really happening. Oh, my God.
You're getting really emotional about this, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
You need to take a walk. Take a walk. Take a moment. Breathe. Okay, it's fine. I did have a little look, some figures. 81% of nominations have gone to men. 19% have gone to women. So I'm just going to leave that factoid with you. Let's let it.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
Let it sit with you, you know?
Yeah.
But for the first time in 8 years, a female director has been nominated for Lady Bird, that movie with... I don't know how to say her name.
Selma Hayek?
No, Saoirse Ronan. She's the Irish girl from Atonement and...
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to say her name, but I think I know what you're talking about.
But I love your acting, girl, so whatever. It's Greta Gerwig is the director. She directed Lady Bird, which I haven't seen yet, and I keep seeing trailers for it everywhere, and I need to just, like, get my shit together.
That statistic is specifically for, like, categories out of acting, though, right? Because...
Just the whole Oscars, 19% women, 81% men.
That's crazy. Do you think that they should have, like, because in the acting categories, if we're talking about acting specifically, they have a separate men and women. So, like, in the 100% of the acting category, there'll be, like, a women's section, which...
Oh, yeah, best actress,
you know what I mean?
Best actor.
So I guess that's more for, like, directors and, like, screenwriters and that kind of stuff. So we need more inclusion there,
You need more... because there was a thing, I think it was the BFI... Pretty sure it was them last year, and they were basically rewriting the rules. No, it was BAFTA.
Yeah,
BAFTA, and they were saying that there's going to be a minimum for your if you're producing a film, it has to have a minimum amount of men versus women in the crew as well as on screen.
Yeah, and they did racially as well.
And racially
didn't they?
As well, you have to have a minimum mix.
I remember that.
And I thought that was like a really cool move from BAFTA. So
yeah,
maybe
that's really good.
Oscars
really
should
good.
Also like shimmy in that direction.
I mean, like, as if you're making something that you want to be like even considered for a BAFTA, which I feel like most people should make to that quality. But there's also like the people who are just making stuff like popcorn, they can completely ignore that, which I think is pretty bad. But
yeah. That's so it should be like a regular, like a film police. We could start that.
This is the FPD.
So James Franco has been removed from the Vanity Fair cover. They've just done a kind of Oscar-y type Hollywood.
It's very controversial, that
yeah,
is.
So they have taken, they've digitally edited him out because of all the...
Allegations towards his sexual misconduct over the years. Yeah.
But there's also been a bit of a Photoshop fail. They've added in an extra hand for Oprah.
What?
So, like, they edited James Franco out completely.
But they forgot his hand and they just made his hand brown to make it Oprah's.
But they
Not
gave,
cool, Vanity Fair.
They gave Oprah three hands. I mean, maybe, they're calling it a Photoshop fail.
Yeah.
But maybe this is the first time ever that they have not removed her third hand and she actually has a third limb. Maybe. Think outside the box, people. And on other news as well, Oprah is not interested in running for 2020 for the...
Oh, man, but she'd kill it.
Because she did a really...
Oprah for president. Oh, my God. Did you hear her speech at the NSAA?
We played it last week, yeah.
Oh, sick. Okay, my bad. I wasn't here. I wasn't invited, so I didn't...
listen to my show, do you?
No, what had happened was...
So supportive, babe.
My modem had broken for that one particular hour
of
the day.
Up?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what... What's next on news?
Okay, what have we been watching? Let's just run down what we've been loving and what we've been hating.
Coolio.
Okay, let's because we're talking about the Oscars, one that is nominated for Best Picture is The Shape of Water.
Oh, that film is amazing.
Which we watched this week.
Love that.
And it is really good. And
I can never say his name, but Guillermo del Toro. How do you say his name?
Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, that was really impressive. Yeah, I'll put on a fake Spanish accent next time I try to say it.
I just made that up. But it was an amazing movie. Yeah. And like visually, storyline-wise as well, acting-wise.
The shots were amazing. I'm a sucker for like cinematography, and he just did an amazing job. I don't know who the cinematographer was, but
yeah,
he did a really, really good job.
Maybe don't watch it if you suffer from like motion sickness, because every shot kind of moves around.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's no static.
It swirls around like you're dancing with the movie, which is great. But
also like for a film that's like predominantly focused on a woman and a merman,
he's kind of hot.
There's like minimal special effects. It's all practical effects. Like
yes,
this
yes.
guy looks like a real mermaid man type
because he
creature.
Is a real. They like, actually cast a real fishman.
Oh bless you. No, he's not real. Oh.
What? There's no fishman.
No, I'm sorry.
Damn it.
No.
he's kind of, yeah, no, and I mean, this is like seriously into species, I guess, relationship.
Yeah, totally, man. When they were about to, no spoilers. Oh, damn it.
Yeah, go on, spoilers alert.
Spoiler alert. When they were about to get it on.
And have sex.
Yeah. I was like, he ain't got no, you know.
Where's his thingy?
He's got no man pieces. How's that going to work? And then literally the next scene was her explaining to Octavia Spencer how it happened. And like, it just opens out like a clam. And
like a rabbit.
Like it just folds out. That's what she did. She went like, because the main woman's like mute. So she can't talk. She was using her hands. Oh, you can't see what I'm doing. If you're on Facebook Live or whatever this is. He went like this, like she opened out her hands like a clam, and then she like went like a
yeah.
like an elephant trunk out of the out of the clams. Yeah,
so
very impressive.
Fishmen have, you know, they're quite well packed, but not
apparently
they are growers, not showers.
I feel like no, they're showers because it opens up like a stage curtain, and then it's shown.
Ta-da!
Here I am, take me, woman.
Well, it was, you know, there was actually great moments in the film apart from the fishman's penis, but that was a very good...
Hey, look, I don't want... Look, okay, because I know how... No.
Threatened?
That wasn't my focus. That wasn't... No, he's a fish. What do you mean? Like, no.
He's quite a ripped fish.
He was... Yeah, he was pretty ripped.
He was pretty ripped. Yeah. And I thought it was cool as well that the lead girl in it, she was mute. She spoke sign language, and she didn't have any physical lines, yet she is like the key.
Oh, she had that singing part though.
She did sing. Do you think that was Sally Hawkins?
Or I thought that was her.
Let's just see if that was really her. I don't know. Whoever it was.
Was amazing.
Was amazing.
Yeah, this is true.
So yeah, Shape of Water, which I think is coming out in British cinemas.
Great film.
February 14th. That might be like that'd be a really good Valentine's.
That would be a dope Valentine's because it's not cheesy at all.
No.
It's really deep. Like, yeah. Den of Thieves.
Oh my god, we got a preview screening of Den of Thieves like
starring,
2 days ago.
Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, Ice Cube's son, I forgot his name, Oshaya Jackson.
Junior. He's called
Oshaya Jackson Jr. Gerard Butler.
Yes.
And that guy from those two TV shows that everybody loves.
Which, okay, I have to say, I was going into the movie thinking, okay, this is just going to be like a big testosterone shootout movie.
Yeah, it's basically about a bank robbery. So, like, the trailer makes you think that, it's going to be one of those kind of films.
It was so much deeper than that.
Yeah.
So much more.
They did a really good job. I always feel like a film that's unpredictable is always a good film. And this one, like, really...
This was so unpredictable. And you, Mr. I Can Predict a Film...
I can, because most films are very predictable.
That's your superpower.
No, but it is.
But you couldn't predict it. You were sitting there really stumped.
No,
you were like, if this is where the film's going,
yeah.
I'm disappointed.
No, I said... Oh, I can't do spoilers. Oh, my God. This is so difficult.
But Den of Thieves...
No, it was a good film. It was a really good film.
Den of Thieves was good. Yeah. I mean, it was a bit of a sausage fest. There was just a lot of guys in it.
Well,
but that wasn't necessarily
No, there was women in it. There was women in it.
Not like a key,
there was that
key
one,
character.
Yeah, she was that one... What's it called? The stripper, you know?
Yeah.
No, but she played a pivotal part in like getting the guys...
Yeah, but did she get a gun? And did she get a cool moment? No.
Touche.
Okay.
Touche.
Yeah. Oshaya Jackson Jr., yeah. We just got double jab.
Yes.
But he was my favorite. He, like, stole that movie, so... For sure.
What, Oshaya?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. True. He was he's a very good actor, considering that, like, a lot of people would think that he's only in this because his dad's, like, a pretty famous musician and actor. He's holding his own in this world.
So the producers are asking me, did it pass the
Bechdel
test?
What's that?
That is the test where you say, did women have, I'm not sure of the exact definition, but it's like, did the lines, were the lines equally given?
Hell no. No, it didn't pass that test at all. No, it failed that miserably.
Because a lot of the girls in it were strippers or wives.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. There wasn't like a cool...
There was like two women speaking in the
film. I would have liked there to have been a heist member that was a
female
girl.
That would have been cool. Yeah, this was
she could have been, you know, that would have been cool. Just saying, any of the girls from Orange is the New Black, I could picture a lot of them being in that gang. So
fair.
That would have been cool. But it's two women talking to each other about something other than a man.
And no, it failed.
Yeah, I failed. Failed. Yeah. Spectacularly. But other than that, Den of Thieves, amazing film. Right, I'm going to, in honor of 50 Cent, because he was in that movie and he was good. So we're going to play a bit of 50 Cent. And we're going to get our first guest on Back Row and Chill. I don't know what you heard about me. Put a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.B. I don't know what you heard about me. Put a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.B. Now Charlotte, she in the club, she dancing for dollars. She got a thing for that Gucci, that Fendi, that Prada, that BCBG, Burberry, Dolce and Cabana. She feed them fools fantasies, they pay her cause they want her. I spit a little G-man and my gang got her. An hour later, had her ass up in the Ramada. Them trick niggas in the ear saying they think about her. I got the bitch by the bar trying to get a drink about her. She like my style, she like my smile, she like the way I talk. She from the country, then she like me cause I'm from New York. I ain't that nigga trying to holler cause I want some head. I'm that nigga trying to holler cause I want some bread. I could care less how she perform when she in the bed. Bitch at that track, catch a date and come and pay the kid. Look baby, this is simple, you can't see. You fucking with me, you fucking with a B.I.M.P. I don't know what you heard about me. Put a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.P. I don't know what you heard about me. But a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.P. I'm by my money, you see. Girl, you can holler at me if you fucking with me. I'm a B.I.M.P. Not what you see on TV. No Cadillac, no greasy. Head full of hair, bitch, I'm a B.I.M.P. Come get money with me if you're curious to see how it feels to be with a B.I.M.P. Rolling the Benz with me. You can watch the TV from the backseat of my V. I'm a B.I.M.P. Girl, we could pop some champagne and we could have a ball. We could toast to the good, like, girl, we could have it all. We could really spurge, girl, and tempt them all. If ever you need someone, I'm the one you should call. I'll be there to pick you up if ever you should fall. If you got problems, I can solve them, they bigger than small. That other nigga you be with ain't about shit. I'm your friend, your father, and confidant, bitch. I don't know what you heard about me. Put a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.P. I don't know what you heard about me. But a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.P. I told you fools before, I stick with the tools. I keep a Benz, some rims, and some jewels. I holler at a hoe till I got a bitch confused. She got on Payless, me I got on Gator shoes. I'm shopping for the chillers, and the summer the cheaper. Man, it's so you can have her, when I'm done I ain't gon' keep her. Man, bitches come and go, ain't nigga pimpin' no. This ain't a secret, you ain't gotta keep it on the low. Bitch, shoes on me, I hear you strippin' in the street. Put my other hoes down, you get your ass beat. Now nick my bottom bitch, she always come up with my bread. The last nigga, she was whipping stitches in her head. Get your hoe out of pocket, I put a charge on the bitch. Cause I need 4 TVs and AMGs for the 6. Home make a pimp rich, I ain't paying bitch. Catch a date, suck a dick, shit. Trick. I don't know what you heard about me. Yeah. Put a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. Woo. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Uh-huh. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.P. I don't know what you heard about me. Uh-huh. Put a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. Yeah. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.P.
Yeah. In Hollywood, they say there's no business like show business. In the hood, they say there's no business like hoe business. You know, they say I talk a little fast, but if you listen a little fast, I ain't got to slow down for you to catch up, bitch.
Fubar Radio presents Access All Areas.
this?
I am loving this series of Celebrity Big Brother.
Why do you like it so much?
Because I like that they're having intelligent conversations and not just at each other's throats and trying to shag.
I love Amanda Barry.
I love him. 82!
Unbelievable.
Anne Widdecombe is 12 years younger than Amanda Barry.
Anne Widdecombe's a virgin, so it goes to show lots of sex keeps you young. Okay? That's what my motto is.
You don't live by the Anne Widdecombe virgin.
Listen, I had
life.
To do once. I was on a rally.
Once I was a virgin.
I was. I still am.
Every Thursday. Access all areas. From 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
You're listening. Oh, ooh.
Sorry. I like that song. It's a good song. Shit.
It's all right. I can give you some.
No, I'm good. I'm good. As you were.
Okay. You're listening to Back Row and Chill. Johanna James. I'm joined today by
Ozzy Achille.
And we've got our first guest on the show. So a huge welcome to Catherine Bohart.
Welcome.
Hi, guys.
That sounds like a 1950s like Hollywood star.
I know, but it's just a made up name for an Irish woman whose name was already taken.
Oh, yeah. Did you have like an equity problem?
Yeah, afraid so.
Me too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my name is literally as Irish as my face, but I had to make one up, unfortunately. Yeah. So there you go.
My name's a fake name too.
Wow. We're learning so much about you.
You're the only real person in the room, aren't you?
I am.
Actually, speaking of names, can we start with something very important?
Go on.
Let's all say this together.
Okay.
Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan.
That was bothering me.
Yes.
I was
apologies.
Like,
no offense. I'm sorry.
I love her.
Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah.
Yes.
We just don't get educated on how to pronounce these things.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
On the stupid little island. Anyway. so you are a comedian.
I
am. And thespian. And you're doing a show at the Vault Festival, which is underneath Waterloo Bridge.
Yes, it is.
It's scary and cool. Dark.
Yeah, it's scary and dark, but it's also quite cool, provided you can find it, which it takes me a while to do every time I'm there. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I would find it if I'd had a drink, because it is. And on Google Maps, it's no help either, because you're literally underneath the Waterloo Vault.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. There's a skate park there.
Yeah, the Vans.
The Vans skate park. I've been there a few times.
Yeah. House of Vans.
House of Vans. That's the
you
one.
Must have been there.
That's part of the problem. I go down there and I'm like, oh, this must be too cool for me. I couldn't know. It can't be here. I'm young. Oh, no. It's definitely just keep walking past the teenagers.
It's a pretty cool spot, though. Yeah,
yeah it's
nice.
Great.
Yeah.
So is that, it's an hour of new material from, is that...
I mean, I say new material. It's a new show, but it's a lot of it's material that I've been doing for a while, and I've been working towards this show. So hopefully it won't all be... Like, new sounds bad, but it's hopefully new and good. I mean, that's the plan.
And how did you get into the Vault Festival? Was there, like, a...
audition process?
Yeah, or do you just apply with your...
You apply. It's not like you don't have to queue up and do a little dance or anything, but although that, I imagine, would be... less than competitive for comedians. No, if you just apply, and then if they like your stuff, then you're in. And thankfully, they did.
And
is it all comedy at the Vault Festival?
No, there's theatre as well, I think. I mean, I'm so self-involved. I know that there is comedy, but I don't think it's only
That's
comedy.
That's what's important, okay?
I mean, you should go to the comedy, mainly.
How do you deal with, maybe if you get like a bit of a non-responsive audience? Because obviously if you're doing funny stuff and you're like, oh God, they're not laughing, or
I love that you think that that's what the internal monologue is, that you're like, guys, this is hilarious, why aren't you laughing? You're usually busy being like, I must be doing something wrong. This is either my fault or my dad's. I'm horrified. No, so it's not... I mean, usually it's something you can do about it. Like, you can do something about it. You can change the pace.
Or win them back over.
Win them back over, yeah. Or usually, I find, speak to them about themselves. Everyone loves chatting about themselves.
Yeah.
Audiences pretend
and
they don't want to, but they do.
They like watching somebody else get singled out.
Oh, totally, yeah.
So that's a good win.
Everyone's so up for audience interaction, provided they're not the person being interacted.
Exactly. Always sit at the back.
Yeah. I mean, I'll still find you, but sure. You could try that if you want.
Always sit at the back with a fake moustache.
There you go. Those don't draw attention.
That doesn't help at all.
So what's the best gig you've ever done?
The best gig I've ever done? That's so hard. It's so hard to choose, because I think it kind of depends on where you are. Like, when I started, the best one I ever did was the BBC New Comedy Award final.
Oh, nice.
Because it was my first time on radio, and it was my first time with a huge audience, and I was freaking out, but my adrenaline was... really high. Now I just like gigs where people are nice to me.
Yeah.
Now that I've been going a while, I just love gigs where you show up on time and everything's where it's supposed to be, and there aren't any dogs in the room, and you know, ideally...
Wait, did you get that a lot? Dogs in rooms? And
yeah, I mean, comedy's mainly gigging in pubs where you can tell, you know, you can tell from the outside it's got carpet in and there's a dog. You know, that kind of vibe?
Yeah.
So now I'm just thrilled if it's just a nice room.
Fair.
Yeah.
Nice, nice.
That's such a low-key answer. I'll never be famous. That was a very thorough and precise
answer. Thank you very much. Yeah.
I love meeting comedians and like stand-up comedians, and I've worked with a few on different like sketches and stuff. But there's this one lady I met, and she kept dropping these what I thought were jokes about her being a stripper. And she was like, sorry, that's just my stripper shoes. And I'm like, oh my God, you're so funny. And then like,
imagine.
And she was like telling all this stuff. And then I clocked like an hour in. I was like, you are actually a stripper, aren't you? Yeah. She's like, yeah, I'm a stand-up comedian, but I strip for the cash because the stand-up doesn't really make the money. I was like,
I'm now running through names in my head of the people I think could possibly be that person.
She's lovely. She's amazing. And, you know, she was telling me this hilarious story about she's got like little tips and tricks on like what to do if you've got a cold and how to give someone a lap dance. So anybody out there who wants to have a career in stripping?
I mean, you can't just drop that and not tell us how to do
that. Yeah, I know. I was like, what's the answer?
What do I do?
She's worked out like the move to like turn around, face the other way.
And sneeze.
But bend over.
What, whip out a handkerchief from somewhere?
You bend over, extend down the leg and move your hand up. And then while you're coming up, you like wipe the snot all the way along your arm.
Oh, wow, that's disgusting.
Nasty. That is nasty.
Profoundly gross.
But, you know, these little life hacks, people, that you can have when you...
What is your life is different to mine. If that's something you need.
Thank you very much.
Nor I.
Imagine if you did. Thank you.
Yeah.
I got this.
You'll think of us when you're doing it.
Right. So. I've been trained in this particular expertise.
A little birdie told me that you've written for Frankie Boyle. Is it weird writing material and then somebody else gets the laugh?
Not really, because with Frankie, it's very much collaborative. You don't really write for Frankie Boyle. You write in his room, or you're in his room and you contribute, and then he makes it better. So like any thought that I have that I think is funny, Frankie's had like 25 minutes ago, or maybe 20 years ago, and he's like, yeah, sure. So I'm there and I try to help when I'm there. But I wouldn't say that it's like me handing him the gold and then him slamming it. No, that does not happen. But I mean, if that did happen, I'd have done my job well and I'd be totally fine with that because they pay you either way.
It's more like a two heads is better than one scenario.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Like that.
Yeah, exactly. Cool.
Okay, guys, I wanted to like shake things up a little bit.
Sweet, let's shake it up.
And play a game.
Yes, I love game time.
I know. He loves the game, right?
I really like games.
I'm finding the answer.
He seems so intensely competitive right now.
I am very intensely competitive.
I was going to be like, oh, cool, a game. We're playing a game. Okay. We're playing
What's
a
your
game.
Buzzer sound? I want my buzzer sound to be...
he knows already. He knows.
No, I don't. What's yours?
Saoirse.
Oh, damn, okay. Saoirse. Mine's going to be... oh, shit. Oh, there we go.
What's it
be? Shoe course, Captain.
Nope, it's not going to be that.
Oh, my gosh. Were you on Black Mirror?
No, different dude.
No
different
way,
dude.
You weren't...
No.
Please don't make it sound like I've just confused you with another black man.
No, it was me. I'm sorry, it was
That's
me.
That's way worse for me than it is for you. Please.
I'm sorry, yeah, I was, yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
Mine's going to be our shit.
Okay, our shit and Saoirse. Yep. So I'm going to, this is a specifically Pixar movie. Okay, so I'm going to play a little 10-second clip from a Pixar movie, a song from, and you've got to guess where the song is from. Get focused.
Oh, I'm gonna suck at this.
Have a breath.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
And like technology.
Okay.
Technology wise, let's see if this works. Come on.
I feel so anxious.
That's all right. That's good to feel anxious. We're just prepping you. Are you performing tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is just like a warm up.
Warm up is fine.
I'm more stressed about this.
No pressure.
Than that.
Okay.
No pressure.
Let's have a go.
Don't lose.
What is this from?
Suck a Pixar.
I'll give you a clue.
Mike Wazowski.
That didn't help me.
Monsters, Inc. Okay, this one.
Ah, shit. Despicable Me?
The Incredibles.
Oh, shit.
Okay, number three.
This is so bad.
This is so hard.
I'll give you a clue. It's about a father that loses his son.
Ah, shit.
In the ocean. Finding Nemo.
Okay.
Play along at home, guys, as well.
Now I know. Ah, shit.
No.
Toy Story.
Yes.
Ah, finally.
God damn it.
1 point, Josie. Okay, number five.
Ah, shit.
How do you know?
Happy Feet.
No.
Shit.
Yes. Yes.
Pixar.
Ah,
fuck. I mean, shit.
Ah,
shit.
I love how you stress it. That's not Pixar. That's not our problem. We don't know any of these.
Okay, number six.
Ah, shit. Moana.
It's clearly Scottish.
Oh.
Brave.
Yes.
Saoirse.
Yes.
Damn it.
Yes. Scottish.
It's not clearly Scottish.
Number seven. This one, it's quite a recent one. It's all about the mind.
Ah, shit. Inside Out.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I saw it. What is wrong with me?
This is the really hard game.
Yeah. Number 8. It's also about driving.
Ah, shit, cars.
No.
Fear shit, cars 2.
Yes!
Yes!
What?
Yes. Can you guess what this is at home? Number 9. Actually, I wouldn't fucking get this one. That's Monsters University. But wow. Who saw that, right?
Okay, yeah, come on.
Yeah. Oh, number 10. Bring the tissues.
Ah, shit. Up. Yeah? Yes! It's right!
It's when I realised how old people become so old and grumpy.
That's
pretty sad.
Yeah, that happened.
Okay. Again, if you're under 9, you probably would get this, but...
I mean, I know this song, but I don't...
It's The Good Dinosaur.
What?
I know.
This is a really hard game.
Come on.
Number 12.
There's 12... It feels like we've done 1,000 of these. I'm so stressed. I'm sweating.
This is Finding Dory, but who would know? That's a bit of a shit clip. Sorry, I apologise for that.
There, full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see...
This is making me know that I'm a lot older than I thought I was.
This is a robot in space, guys.
A robot? Is that a film?
Wally.
Oh, right.
Oh, I see. Number 14. Okay, this is old school.
Oh, shit. Yes. A Bug's Life?
Yes!
I heard him say bug. I just thought it was his again.
You panicked. He said bug. It worked. Fine. Somebody love me.
Everything is beautiful. Cinderella?
No, listen. Every hour we spent
together. Saoirse?
Yeah?
Toy Story 2?
Yes, it is! You are neck and neck, people! You are neck and neck!
Really?
Okay, no, you're not. I'll just go for it.
Come on.
No. Okay, 18.
What picks
up? Saoirse?
Yeah?
Ratatouille?
Yes!
Wow. Well done.
Okay, back in the game, provided you don't. Yep.
That's well done. Well. I probably won't.
Guys, that was neck and neck. You've got 4 each, so well done.
Is that the end of the game?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
Well done.
A valiant effort.
I mean, how many did we get out of how many?
Out of 12.
You got 4 each out of 4 each, so well done.
Okay.
To the pair of you. That was brilliant. Okay, that applause just really keeps going, doesn't it? Let's just stop that.
I liked it. I'm going to bring it to my gigs. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Actually, that's a really good idea. You know when you just need it to feel appreciated in life?
Yeah.
You should just have like some applause.
Just waiting for you.
Just on your like iPhone or whatever.
Yeah. And you during sex, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Just me?
Well done.
Can you just stop mid-sex like, oh, thank you. I just want to thank the Academy for, you know, recognizing my talents.
You can put on some Usual Sex music and then just have it in the middle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got this, man. We believe in you.
You're doing great.
Especially if it's sex alone. You'd really need that.
Ah, yeah.
Wow, yeah.
True.
That's true.
True.
Right. So let's have a look.
I have so many inappropriate jokes. Never mind.
Okay, so moving on to some like sexual songs. I think this is quite a sexual song. So
it's pretty.
Let's. Yeah. If anyone's like listening to this at home and wants to get sexual, this is your 5 minutes window.
Wow.
To get down to it before we come back with the next guest.
Yeah, thank you. You'll have some time left over.
Thank you so much, Catherine, for coming in.
Thank you.
And, thanks for having me, guys.
Just a reminder, we can see you at the Vault Festival.
Yes.
From now.
February 3rd, 10 p.m.
Okay.
Please and thank you.
Amazing.
Dope.
Amazing.
Okay. Dope.
There's, there's no Pixar in it. Sorry.
Oh, thank God.
Next time. Next time. Okay, here we go. Let's get started.
Thanks, guys.
Get your ass up and hurry up. Ice Cube, baby. 99, baby. I'm on the grind, baby. All the time, baby.
Back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
Put your back into it.
Put your ass into it. Tick, tick, boom, hear me banging down these back streets. Loving back streets, treated like an athlete. Life ain't a track meet.
No.
It's a marathon. Fuck the cemetery that a nigga gets buried on. We be coming to the day we die. Yes, nigga, yes. Ask the bartender if you think we lie. But if you think we hot, nigga, think again. Cause when it sink or swim, you got to think to win. And if I drink this in, everybody annoy it. Cause I ain't going for it. So pray to the Lord that I don't pull out. Cuss out and bust out. Go to nigga proud. Make the trigger shout. You can try to smoke an ounce to this. Well, I pronounce this shit. Baby, bounce them tips. I'ma move them hips. Baby, shake them cheeks. I got dick for days. You got ass for weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't stop, get it, get it.
That's real.
Don't stop, nigga, hit it.
I will, I'm gon' do it.
Do it.
Gon' do it.
Do
gon'
it.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
You can
into it.
Come on. I can do it, put your ass into it.
Come on. You can do it, put your back into it.
Come on. I can do it, put your ass into it.
Put your back into it.
Put your ass into it. Now all I wanna do is have fun with my loved ones. What? Loved ones, relatives, and my cousins. And I got them by the dozens when they buzz on. Quick to say, fuck your husband. This is for my niggas locked away. Extra love for the ones who ain't got no date. But when we get checkmate with Ice Cube the Great, as soon as I get a word, we can rush the safe. Put some lights in place because life is great. It don't matter if you rich and your folks ain't straight. I'm still coming with that underground gangster shit. No matter how many niggas say we ain't the shit.
Don't stop, get it, get it.
That's real.
Don't stop, nigga, hit it.
I will. Gon' do it. Gon' do it. Gon' do it. Do it, do it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
Put your back into it.
Put your ass into it. I do hardcore rhyming, hard time grinding. Gorilla pimp hoes while the niggas wine and dining. I kinda love this thug shit, ass class in the mud shit. Pockets on flush shit, OG drip for blood shit. I don't rent, I buy shit, niggas jealous of my shit. Wonder where this young nigga get all this fly shit. While you rooting and recruiting, nigga 6'8 hooping. I was in the hood shooting, plus I had the white hooping. I come from Pyrex bowls and oversized jars. I'm passed up stripes, I got stars and bars. No time for players, Haitian Mac, paper chasing. Kicked out the substation to the hip hop nation. The more hits, the more bigger with illegal weight figures. Done develop the status of a platinum plus nigga. But the first bad hope for sure, I can hit it. I keep pushing, don't quit it. Don't stop till I get it.
Don't stop, get it,
that's real.
Don't stop, nigga, hit it.
I will, I'm gon' do it. Gon' do it. Gon' do it. Do it, do it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
Come on. I can do it, put your ass into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
Don't stop, get it,
never, that's never. Real.
Don't stop, nigga, hit it.
I will, I'm gon' do it. Gon' do it. Gon' do it. Do it, do it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it. Put your ass into it.
We be clubbing.
We can drop pictures and soak the fornication.
We be clubbing.
We can drop pictures and soak the fornication.
Yeah.
We can drop pictures and soak the fornication.
Ice Cube.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio, it's Background Chill. We are halfway through the show, just over. It's whizzing away today. And we're joined by our second guest, Catherine Lamb. You can only be called Catherine if you're a guest here.
Yeah,
me today.
Apparently.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
This is your second time on the show.
Yeah.
What was that, your phone going on?
No, I was turning off the Facebook Live.
Okay.
Yes.
That we just did. Guys,
welcome, Catherine, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, and this is the second time that you've actually graced our studio.
It is.
So welcome back.
Thank you for having me again.
And we're talking about your play Bunny.
Yes.
Because it has transferred very successfully to the what theatre is it now?
The Tristram Bates in Covent Garden.
Oh, that's dope, Covent man. That's a good theatre.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Man.
Yeah, no, it's a lovely theatre and it's a good spot.
And it's like the final little leg of the run, isn't it?
It is. It is. Time is, well, it's pretty much out. So either come this evening or tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
You got 48 hours, people. That's your mission.
Yeah.
And how's it gone? How's
No, it's gone really well. Yeah, it's gone really well. We did it last year at the White Bear. And we did a sort of full run there, and then the Tristram Bates saw it and we got a transfer, so yeah, and it's just come into an end, but it's gone really well. It's been
and
good.
For anyone who doesn't know, what's the premise of Bunny?
So it is a one woman show written by Jack Thorne. He's awesome. And basically it's one young girl called Katie. She's lives in Luton. She's on her way home from school, boyfriend gets attacked, and everything kind of spirals out of control, and it goes on this crazy evening. It's funny,
oh, wow.
But it's also quite
dark. That sounds
dark.
Really interesting.
Yeah, it's really yeah. good. It's really
one
good.
One woman show, go you.
Yeah, lots of other characters in it, which
makes it.
That's always fun.
Would you talk to them? Do you
like seeing that.
Do you like heckle back or?
Yeah, talk to them, but also become them. And
okay.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's really.
I
it's,
love seeing that in one
woman
shows. Like, I mean, or one person shows in general. Like, because that happens quite a lot, doesn't it? People have to play other people. I really like because I feel like to really pull that off, like it takes a real talent. So if you've done it like twice now, like that's. Very impressive stuff.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. Thank you. No, it's really it's good. We've got a brilliant movement director who's really made it a very physical production, which is great. So it means like every character
has a different physicality.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, it's good.
Sick.
And could you show us one of the physicalities or one of the characters that you do? What's your favorite character to transform into?
Oh, probably.
I was so mean that I just put it on the spot. So sorry.
Maybe Asif.
Okay.
Asif. Yeah, he's like the baddie, really.
But, you get to play the goodies and the baddies. And
yeah, he's the baddie. He's nasty. No one likes Asif. but yeah, he. I'm trying to think of a bit. There is a bit where he sings along to Jump Around by House of Pain.
Wow.
The transformations, they're all physical. You don't get to put on costumes. So.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but they're sort of impressions that, like, imagine, like, how an 18-year-old girl would do an impression of her boyfriend or this guy she meets.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So they're not naturalistic. It's how she sees them.
Yeah.
So they can be a little offensive. But
most impressions are.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. That's very
what
true.
What are you going to do after Bunny when it ends, like when it finishes? Because you've got your own theatre company.
Yeah. So I set up my theatre company called Fabricate Theatre last year. Mm-hmm. And this is our first production. And so after this, we're going to be doing a scratch night with, we've had lots of submissions from writers and stuff. So we're working on a few scripts and just going to work on trying to get some of them into development, really.
Busy.
That's really cool. Yeah.
And you studied in New York.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you find it's a different like scene over there for actors than it is like London?
Yeah. So I went to the New York Film Academy. And then I came and I trained here, and it's really different because they're much more focused on film, and then here's much more focused on theatre. So I think that's the difference, really. Mm-hmm. It's a big difference. Drama schools here, you don't do any TV or film or anything, really.
Like nothing. You're so unprepared.
No, and then you're thrown on a set and you're like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing.
Don't look at the camera.
Don't look into the camera.
In the UK.
Exactly. I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's the main difference.
And what do I do? Look straight at the camera.
Yeah. It's looking at me.
I actually remember my first ever audition outside of drama school was for a short film. And I did the audition and I got the role. And I remember on my first day I got the role and the director came in and he showed me my audition tape, which I thought was pretty mean. And he was like, yeah, it's too much. It's all too much. I was like, well, why did I get the role then?
Yeah, exactly.
Did he tell you why you got the role then?
Yeah, like I got the role, but he said that the audition was like shit. And it was like, I needed to bring it all down, but okay.
better too much than too little. That's the thing.
Yeah, because they could always rein it in.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, hopefully.
Amazing.
That's what you'd expect.
So guys, if you're just catching us now, it is Catherine Lamb. She is playing, you're playing Bunny.
Yeah,
and everybody else.
Yes, that's right. Everybody.
And
all of them.
Is that in Covent Garden, what theatre is it again?
Tristram Bates Theatre.
Tristram Bates Theatre. Go and check it out tonight, or if not tomorrow, for lastminute.com.
Yes.
If you want to see a bit of theatre from a young one-woman show. Thank you so much for coming on.
No worries.
It's a bit of a flyby. Right. I have been watching End of the Fucking World on Netflix.
That is an amazing series.
Which is an amazing series.
I watched that in one sitting. That's how good that is.
It is. And I've watched it twice, actually.
Really? Oh,
sitting.
Yeah.
Watched it with you and watched it with another friend.
Yeah.
And so I'm loving all the music from it as well. So this is one of my favourite songs at the moment from End of the Fucking World, which has got commissioned for series two.
Of course it has.
So
best British television show in a long time.
Oh, it's amazing.
So I need
good.
To see it.
It's amazing.
And it makes the UK look beautiful.
Yeah.
It really
does.
It's
filmed in the UK, but for some reason it looks like America. It's
amazing.
Nice.
It's amazing.
It's beautiful. So here we go. Let's have a look. Walking All Day.
Walking all day with my mouth on fire, trying to get talking to you. Walking all day with my mouth on fire, that's what I've gotta do. Trying to get talking to you. Walking all day with my feet on fire, trying to get closer to you. Walking all day with my mouth on fire, trying to get talking to you. walking all day with my feet on fire. That's what I've gotta do, trying to get closer to you. Walking all day with my mind on fire, I can't stop thinking of you. Walking all day with my mind on fire, that's what I've gotta do, I can't stop thinking of you. Walking all day with my hands on fire, I wanna get to touch you. Walking all day with my hands on fire, that's what I've gotta do, wanna get to touch you. Walking all day with my heart on fire, falling in love with you. Walking all day with my heart on fire, that's what I've gotta do, falling in love with you. Murder me, make me happy, talk to me. It's so crappy, ignore me. I'm being sappy over me. What's this power? Gonna tell you once more.
James on FUBAR Radio.
Right, we are coming into land on Back Row and Chill. Woo! Friday night is about to kick off.
TGIF!
So, American Frat Party.
Oh my God.
We've got our third and final guest, Lauren Patterson, in the studio. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome. And we're talking about your 6-night run at the Soho Theatre.
Yes.
You're a comedian. Is it it's a comedy show or is it
yeah,
stand-up?
Yeah, it's stand-up comedy. Yeah.
Stand-up comedy, but a bit of both.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And how did that come about? You've been doing that long?
So I took it to Edinburgh last year, to the Edinburgh Festival.
And Love a Fringe.
Yeah, so it was my debut hour, which is quite exciting. And everyone was like, you get one chance to make like a good impression. Yeah. And it got 5-star reviews.
Wow.
It sold out. It sold out halfway through the run. The whole run sold out.
That's
and then I got
amazing.
A phone call from my agent one day. She was like, darling, Graham really wants a ticket for your show. I was like, well, who's Graham? She was like, Norton, obviously. And I was like, let him in. Bring a seat in.
And when he's like, kick out the punters. Get him
exactly. I was like, bring him a beanbag if he has to. Like, he is coming in. So it went really well and got nominated for Best Newcomer. And now
that's
I'm bringing
amazing.
It for 6 nights to Soho.
Congratulations.
Soho Theatre London.
Yes, that's the one.
If you want to catch you, when does it start?
It starts next Monday. Next Monday is actually sold out, which is insane. But there's still tickets for Tuesday right through till Saturday.
What's your show called if people want to jump
it's
on the website?
It's called Lady Muck.
Lady, and what does it have like a running theme?
So it's all about I moved to London and I got ghosted by a boyfriend.
Yep.
So I decided I would track him down. And try and find out what I did wrong, which is a really sane thing to do. I think we can agree. I was trying to write a show about being empowered and like learning to love myself. And I was like, tell you what, I'll track him down. I'll find out what I did wrong and what he doesn't like about us. And like, that'll just be so empowering. How can that make us feel any worse about myself? And this show is the story of what happened.
Wow.
Everyone was like, do not write this show. It will hurt your feelings. And I was like, it won't. It did, but...
So how do you like unhurt your feelings if you're doing this at like 6 nights in a row?
It's really cathartic.
Okay.
It is so cathartic to do. Like, I absolutely love doing it because like I say it in the show as well. I'm like, I think I found my confidence a little bit by doing it, because I've always been really shy and really anxious, but kind of just pushing myself a bit to talk about stuff that's a bit more personal and yeah. to be really honest. Like, it's so nice to be like, yeah, this is me, and if you don't like it, tough shit, you're not for me, that's fine. Yeah. And it's been very, very fun to do.
Do you recommend that everyone go and find their ex and like ask them what was wrong?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'd suggest maybe taking like a couple of months off work to recover from
okay.
what you find out
from
basically.
The trauma. Yeah,
but it's character building,
very much clearly. So. Very much so. And I'm touring it in Australia from 2 weeks' time. So if you fancy a trip to nice. Australia, just get dumped, chase them, and then write a show about it.
Write a show.
Yeah,
free trip to us.
I mean, being dumped or breaking up with someone, it is like a universal theme. I think everybody relates to it.
Definitely,
so a lot of
yep.
movies, a lot of series, a lot of stuff does come from that.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's good content. I feel like that in life, like when anything goes wrong or if you experience uh-huh. something, I'm just like, well it's good content, it's a good story.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, well, that's 5 minutes of material, and everyone's like, oh, but your leg's hanging off, and I'm like, jokes will replace it, it's fine.
It'll be a great story. Yeah. That's what matters.
Think of the tale I can tell.
Apparently people nowadays, when they get into accidents, that they're on social media. Have you seen that? People in they tag into hospital.
Oh yeah, uh-huh.
And they're like, yeah, just in hospital, and it's just like, you're in hospital, like be in hospital.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
don't put us if you've got really if you can do a status, yeah. then
I don't exactly. think that's as bad as like people witnessing a crime and just filming it instead of calling the police.
Oh yeah,
I think that's worse.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that's a lot worse. Yeah.
Yeah, like what is this?
Yeah,
everyone just
we've just become an episode of Black Mirror. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Black Mirror. I think I'm gonna have to do it. So sorry.
Incredible captain.
You saved our lives.
And the actual, what yeah. you like just came from my computer and then you're right there. Like,
that's very Black Mirror-esque.
So what are you going to do after this run?
You're going to Australia. Finishes, yeah, and then a week later I go to Australia for 4 months.
Have you ever been there before?
Amazing.
I've never been. The furthest I've been is Spain.
Wow.
And then
okay.
off the back of this show, I've got to go to India, Turkey,
wow.
and now Australia and New Zealand. And I'm like, oh, I should get dumped more often. This is brilliant. Getting to see the world.
That's great. Congratulations,
Thank
man. That's
you.
Really cool. That's
and at
really
least you
cool.
can, you know, like, rub it in their face a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, exactly.
Know?
Still follows us on Instagram. So I'm going to be like,
does.
Oh, look at all these bikini selfies.
Of course he does.
Look what you could have, but you can't have it because you dumped us. Now I wrote a show about it.
Do you think he's going to try and come after you for royalties? Like, well, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Trying to sue us for libel.
I wrote like a little a series which starts off from the moment that I got dumped.
Yeah,
and I'm wondering whether or not to like give him a heads up that I wrote that, or whether or not he. Would
It'll be fine. Just change his name.
Yeah,
it's fine.
That's what I've done.
Yeah.
Change the name.
You know,
is Eduardo. And yeah, I just happen to look and sound exactly like you. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, well done. And you're so super young.
Thank
as well
you.
Which is
yeah.
kind of cool. It's an inspiration, people out there being like, well, I think I could do that. What would you what yeah. be your like number one advice?
Never let anyone tell you you can't do anything or you're too young to do anything. I started doing comedy when I was 18, and I've worked with people 2-3 times my age since I was 18, but I was like, well, if I want to be as good as them, I've just got to work just as hard as them. Like, you've got to work just as hard as someone twice your age, and there's nothing to say you can't do it just because you're young. So many
That's
people
right.
are like, oh, I can't do it because I'm at university, and I'm like, you
no.
can spend your student loan on mega buses and trains. That's what I did. Like, there's always a way to do it.
Yeah.
Only you are going to stop yourself from doing it.
Nice.
Preach, girl. It's like some positive vibes to end
yeah.
the show here. That's amazing. Now, Lauren, we're just going to play a little game to end the show.
Lovely.
Because I've prepared myself.
I love games.
I've prepared myself a little quiz.
Oh.
It's all about Marvel superhero movies.
Oh, brilliant.
Earlier in the show, we were speaking about how if you watch one Marvel movie a week
yep.
as of the beginning of the year, so you can still catch up, guys, because you've only missed like what four movies
in the fourth week,
so you can catch up and have a bit of a binge day, and
yeah.
then if you watch one every day for the next 99 days, you'll be all ready for Infinity War.
One every day?
One every week. Thank
yeah.
you.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's a lot of movies.
One every day. That's an intense binge.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to go to work, people. You have to actually have a life.
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay, let me see if I can play. Where's my little, okay, here we go. So, ready. Question number one. Just like scream out if you think you know the answer.
Okay.
Okay, so in the film Captain America.
Yeah.
What was the year that Maria and Howard Stark, Tony Stark's parents, got killed in a car accident?
Can I say the decade?
Was it A? It's a multiple choice.
Oh,
was it
sick,
A,
sick.
1978? Was it B, 1991? Was it C, 1997? Or was it D, 1995?
I got it.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
The first one.
No.
I thought it was 95.
What? It's 91.
No.
Really?
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
Apparently. We can double check these after the show.
Checking that.
Question number two. In Avengers, what comic book Easter egg is found inside the helicarrier? Is it A, the Infinity Gauntlet? Is it B, Falcon's Wings? Is it C, Marvel versus DC crossover? Is it D, Project Pegasus?
Oh. I got it.
Project Pegasus?
I was going to say Project Pegasus as well.
Okay, but she got in there quickly, so I'm going to give one to you.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, number three. In Iron Man 3, what is the nickname of Tony Stark's 22 armor? Is it A, Striker? B, Hammerhead? C, Hot Rod? D,
Hot Rod.
Gamma?
Yeah, Hot Rod.
Okay, ooh. We got... Three.
I said that first.
Yes. Yeah. I think you just copied what he said. You're like the little sister. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I totally knew that.
I knew that one. Yeah, totally.
Okay, so many MCU fans know that X-Men and Fantastic Four are owned by 20th Century Fox. Who is the one other character Marvel doesn't have the rights to?
Spider-Man. Well, it used to be Spider-Man.
Yeah, but not now.
No.
A, the Dark Archer. B, Ghost Rider. C, Galacticus. D, Elektra.
Galacticus.
The Dark Archer. Ooh.
What? Where are you getting this information from? Who the hell is the Dark Archer? What? Where are you getting this from?
Fact checker in
what
here.
The internet, which is positively correct all the time.
Because the internet's right 100% of the time. Yeah,
okay, fine.
I believe that.
Okay, here we go. At the end of Iron Man 2, which character spots Thor's hammer in the desert? A, Obadiah Stone. B, Phil Coulson.
Coulson.
C, I can't read my own writing, all right? C, Nick Fury. D, Loki.
Phil Coulson.
Okay, yes. Well done. And finally, for a million points, in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which songer? Which singer makes half a second cameo because her voice would be perfect for a robot? A, Sia. B, Cardi B. C, Pink. D, Miley Cyrus. Who was in Guardians of the Galaxy?
I'll let you have this one.
I don't know. Is it Sia?
It was not.
Oh, no.
Miley Cyrus.
It is Miley Cyrus. Yeah.
Oh, the more you know.
Yes. I know, right?
I don't sleep, so.
Well, okay, Ozzy, yeah. You totally won that one. Hands down. So, well done.
Valiant winner.
Sort of like, you can just... Oh, babe.
I started dancing. I tore at my back. Like, I'm so old.
Babe's getting old. You know, 45 next month, yeah? Okay, well, yeah. We have finished the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
And congrats and have fun in Australia.
Remember
your sun cream, babe.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
SPF 50 only.
SPF 50. Right, we're going to end the show on a positive, fun movie song. This is from Little Miss Sunshine. It's Rick James, Super Freak. We will see you guys next week, 4 p.m. on Back Row and Chill. Have a good weekend.
Off the street, ow, girl. She likes the boys in the bed. Yeah.